Welcome to the 11th episode of HBA Detectives. I am Alex.
I'm Sam.
Today we will be talking about Ron Weasley, but before that, let's look at a few of Harry Potter's news stories from the past week. Harry Potter, in the latest email scams by the Huddersfield Daily Examiner, Harry Potter features the latest scam that targets ordinary members of the public by posting email. It looks as an advice fee fraud, and the documentation looks authentic until you get to the bit where they ask you for your money. Letters arrive on what appear to be official Warner Brothers stationery and say you have been chosen for a casting opportunity to appear in Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince. It sounds very exciting and genuine, and then they ask you for £723 for acting tuition to coach you for the part, which, of course, simply doesn't exist. This is just the latest in many scams that are going the rounds. Just a few things. You can't be in one of the Harry Potter movies unless you're British.
Yeah.
You have to be British.
No, duh.
There's a website that I've seen if I think I have a scam, it's called Snopes.com. And you just type in what it is, like, emails. I've got so many scam emails from friends. I type it in there, and, like, tells you, false, like, sign this and we'll do something. Mostly out, like, sign this, and when there's this many people who signed it, we will send it and see if we can get something done. Okay, watch out for these punishing attempts to get your personal details and steal your identity. Experts say the legitimate at myspace.com, which is very bad,
yes,
has been targeted because of its popularity. It's become one of the top five most visited websites and has 50 million members. The scammers put links on some of the profile pages, and a surfer who clicks on them is encouraged to log in by using their username and password. Quite often, web surfers use the same username and password for all their internet dealings, including online bank accounts. At least, and cheekiest reported by the Metropolitan Police, is a totally fictitious police force that has been sent to people that it is headed notice of intended prosecution. A forum like that is enough to shock anyone into being as helpful as they can, especially if they haven't done anything wrong. But be aware, it asks for personal details that would allow someone to steal your identity. Yes, identity theft is another very bad thing.
Talk about identity theft. Look, those poor veterans that got all their information stolen.
I know.
Poor guys.
Well,
but on to Ronald.
Yeah, on to Ronald.
Ronald, I didn't know his middle name was
Bilious Weasley, alias. Generally known as Ron, called Ronnie by Mrs. Weasley when she is especially proud of him, Ickle Ronnie and Ickle Ronniekins by Fred and George when they are mocking him, or Wan Wan by Lavender Brown when they were dating. Malfoy calls him Weasley King when he's trying to provoke Ron, and Dobby the House Elf's first one was Weezy. Like Weezy.
Alright, he's 17. It says he was born March 1, 1980, but of course they just made that up.
He's in the House of Gryffindor. I mean, I like Weezy.
Ron Weezy.
Here.
Weezy gave Dobby a sock.
Weezy did.
He's a pure blood.
No.
And, Ron seems to be average to mediocre and many.
He's not a fabulous student.
Usually copying all of Hermione's notes. just prior to exam time, but he does manage to get decent grades and earn 7 OWLs at the end of his 5th year, more than Fred and George combined. Ron is a decent Quidditch keeper when he doesn't allow his nerves to get the better of him. In many areas, Ron is greatly overshadowed by his older brothers and is hindered by his lacking self-confidence. Ron is, however, an excellent friend. He is loyal and protective to the point of endangering himself. Ron is also a wonderful strategist, making him nearly impossible to beat at chess. Additionally, Ron has an uncanny knack for being correct when he was merely joking around. I didn't know that.
Distinguishing characters: bright red hair, like all Weasleys.
Yeah.
Blue eyes and hand-me-down robes. Ron is tall, thin, and gangly. He has rather large hands and feet and a long nose. His face is covered with freckles, like most of the Weasleys. Ron is quickly tempered and turns red whenever he is about to lose his cool. He is very afraid of spiders, and he has
a definite inferiority complex.
His heritage is pure blood. His family, the second youngest child, Arthur and Molly Weasley. Ron is the youngest son. He has 5 older brothers, Bill, Charlie, Percy, Fred and George, and younger sister, Ginny.
The first mention of him was in the Philosopher's Stone of the Sorcerer's Stone in Chapter 6.
Yeah, the first time they mention anything about Hogwarts mm-hmm. Express. He's in King's Cross. He's in King's Cross.
Yep, and he and Harry are sitting in the compartment, as you well know. Anyway,
I was talking to a friend this week, and I thought it was very interesting that she posed a very interesting question. It was, the wizard children go to any school before Hogwarts? Don't know how to do just basics: read, write, arithmetic, just.
Wow, I wonder.
Just the basics, because it's never mentioned. It's just from what it shows with Ginny.
But how would they? Yeah, how would they know to write when they?
Yeah.
When they go to Hogwarts.
Or do the parents teach them?
Yeah.
But there must be, just because we've seen the Weasleys, Mrs. Weasley is at home doesn't mean that all, like, Tonks works.
Yeah.
So.
She doesn't have any kids though.
Yeah. No, but. It's just saying that it's not like just the men work in Harry Potter.
Yeah.
So there must be some sort of schooling or something.
Yeah.
But
if any of y'all can find out about this.
But it's never mentioned.
But what if it is? I mean, it's missed.
We've never seen it.
Yeah, we've never seen it.
Yeah, just
Alex has a question for J.K. Rowling that he gets to ask her.
Yeah.
And it might be this.
Yeah, it might be that. I'm not quite sure what it's going to be. If you guys
because
have any...
she's going to that thing in New York.
Here. Yeah, if you guys...
really cool.
If you guys have anything that you guys really want to know about
Harry Potter
that you don't think you could get answered, just drop us an email and we will...
consider asking it.
Yeah, and we'll consider asking. Whichever is the best one, I will probably ask, unless I think of a better one. Well, so do you want to read a little bit more about Ron?
Yeah, Sam? Yeah, let's do a little more about Ron.
Oh, so, Ron, is, general stuff about Ron is the youngest boy, and second youngest child overall of the seventh.
All seven, this stuff is hand-me-down.
7 Weasley children. Oh, the Weasleys are a close-knit, pure-blood wizarding family, but one that is about as far removed from the traditional eldest pure-blood ethic of the Malfoys or the Blacks as if is possible to get. Granted, they know very little about the Muggle world and get hopelessly confused by even the smallest Muggle devices. But Arthur Weasley, in particular, has a deep-seated fantasy for non-magical people. He collects plugs and batteries, and he works for the misuse of Muggle Artifacts Office in the Ministry of Magic until 1966 when he was promoted.
How did they know it was 1966?
I don't know. That was the year that the Summer Olympic Games were in Atlanta, Georgia.
No.
Yeah.
This was 1966.
It oh, said. 1996, I mean. Sorry. 1996.
Oh.
When he was promoted and even went as far as to invite Hermione Granger's muggle parents to the Leaky Cauldron for drinks. Well, not as fancy-state with the ins and outs of muggle life as his father. Ron is best friends with half-blood Harry Potter and muggle-born Hermione Granger, a girl he is also interested in on a romance level. The Weasleys are, in short, the worst kind of pureblood traitors as far as people such as Lucius Malfoy are considered, pureblood wizards who fight against the Dark Lord, put no faith in so-called purity of blood.
That's stupid.
Yeah. No, it isn't, Sam.
That's like racist.
Yeah. But doesn't Lucius Malfoy seem like someone that wouldn't really care about racism?
Yeah.
So, that, and, yeah, for a while, like, for many books, I've just seen that Hermione and Ron are just tight, but it's just Ron getting the gut up to ask her out. What do you think?
He asked her out?
No, I said it's just Ron getting the gut up to do it.
Yeah, I think that's kind of impossible.
Hmm.
He's always so nervous.
That's true.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, with Quidditch and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And all that. Yeah, he's pretty. He's really good. Twitchy. He's twitchy.
Yeah.
When it comes to these things. Like Quidditch.
And girls.
He's twitchy.
Yeah, twitchy. So, what's just your, like, what's your feeling on, just Ron as a character?
I think Ron's a good guy, but he's a little twitchy.
No, just Ron, just
I said
overall.
He's a good guy,
yeah.
He's just a little twitchy.
Hmm.
Remember what I said?
Yeah, he just seems like a good friend to have.
Yeah, he's loyal, trusting, trustworthy, all that.
Yeah. Yeah, basically
and
all
more.
That. And more. I agree. And what do you think of just the overall Weasley family?
I like they're good people. They're well-meaning. I don't know. What do you think?
I just think that they're good, Mrs. Weasley, they're loving.
They're very friendly.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of the understatement of the century.
Yeah, that's
but.
What I, what I thought, was interesting was, this just really showed me how much they like,
Right?
Yeah, is when Mrs. Weasley said, "He's as good as my son."
Yeah.
So.
That's got a sting with Fred and George. "He's as good as my son, and you're not."
Mm-hmm.
Wah.
Yeah.
Wham.
Mm-hmm.
So, what now?
So, is there anything else that
on Ron?
No, just anything else Harry Potter you want to talk about.
What about the new movie? How many days left? Go to our website real fast on
your
computer.
You can always find our website. You can always find out how long it is
on
to
our
the next
website.
Movie. On our website.
Let's see.
Remember that.
HPDetectives.com.
Yes, HPDetectives.com.
Alright, here we go.
Yep. Currently, there is
down. All right, 403 days, 5 hours, 3 minutes, and 27 seconds.
Which means we are doing this at 6:56 on
Sunday.
On Sunday, June 4th.
A month till the 4th of July, in which we're going to Sad Sam's and stocking up on huge fireworks.
Eastern Standard Time.
And that's a very... Whoa. Danny Radcliffe looks a little weird.
Mm-hmm. Top Harry Potter news from now is happy birthday to Helen Carter.
Bonham Carter. Okay, I don't know who she is.
Mm-hmm.
Helena. Hey, that's the capital of Montana.
Yeah, it is. Interesting.
So, where to now, Alex? What now? Do you have anything else to do?
Yeah. Helena Carter, who just joined the cast of Harry Potter and the Order of Phoenix, as the role of Bellatrix Lestrange.
Lestrange. Whatever.
So, a new character we haven't, met yet.
Yeah. Bellatrix. I wonder what she'll look like.
Mm-hmm. I've always imagined Bellatrix like this just gaunt-faced person. Just kind of tall.
Yeah.
Lanky, thin, pale-cheeked.
Really, really pale, like pasty white.
Mm-hmm. And actually, yeah, that, and then sometimes just,
Oh, it's actually right there. No, 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 look at that.
And that's J.K. Rowling. Registration for Chamber of Secrets groups open. Registration to participate in our Harry Potter reading groups is open again, this time for discussion of Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets. To get sorted to a group, click here. You don't need to have to be in a previous group to participate now. Do you need to be a lounge member? Just click here to register. That was off Leaky Cauldron's website.
Leakycauldron.org.
Yeah.
Sorry, not .com.
Yeah, .org.
And now we're on leakycauldron.com.
So, we'll try and get one out next week.
Actually, we're both out on summer. On Tuesday.
Are you doing anything next weekend?
Me next weekend? I don't think so. Actually, I might be flying to Chicago.
I saw something.
But
Wednesday.
I don't think so.
We'll try and get a podcast out to you Wednesday if we can.
Yeah.
Okay,
or
see
Tuesday.
You later.
See you.
All the time, so I've always known what I had was special. Always knew I didn't quite belong. And now that I've left those circles, I realize that they treated me wrong. I don't miss them. The precautions that are given by Professor Dumbledore every year. Stop berating me, I don't really care. I'm sick of hearing negative. No, no bad. So I put on my dad's old invisibility cloak and I walked out through the school. Ran in the field, so I had to run away. Found the mirror of Paris, said I wanted to stay. There with my parents who were gazing down and smiling just as they were. thought I'd stay forever. But Dumbledore arrived, he said this mirror, it is clever, but it won't take me anyhow.